rated here. All right, so you want to go ahead and light your candle. And enjoy that lovely dancing flame. That light is representing the light of our source, the light of your own soul, and the light of the life force energy, giving life to everything. So as we breathe, let's breathe in this light through our whole body. As you watch it dance, or maybe my candle's dancing, maybe yours is still, just take that warmth and that light as you breathe through the entire body. Drink it in. Let all your cells be bathed in that original light of the source. We think of it as coming down from the heavens, but actually it's interpenetrating everywhere in every direction. So let's imagine there's a candle in your heart, and you would take this candle and light the candle in your heart. And just see that flame dancing as well. And you can do this ceremony, most of it with your eyes open, because we are going to be acknowledging the objects of that we've chosen. So you want to mostly keep your eyes open. You can also imagine with your eyes open, you can also see that light dancing in your heart. And you can feel it warming you from the inside out. As above, so below. What's outside, so inside. Is reflected and known from the inside. And then as we breathe, well, there's this continuity of inner and outer, exhale and inhale. So really blurs the boundary between inside and outside. There's a oneness in the flow of our breath. And if you did have bring water with you, you want to gaze upon the water, or you can in your mind's eye if you didn't have water with you. And you might, if it's in a glass, something you can sip, you might want to take a sip. Or if it's in a photo or just around you, just savor the water element. We're about, as adults, about 66% water. It's such an important life-giving element. The opposite and equal complement to the fire is the nourishing, flowing, cooling, soothing, or warming water. And, of course, we're acknowledging the air with our breath, the air element. We're already there. It's under the wings of the birds, and it's blowing through the trees, and it's in through circulating through our lungs. So next, reach for your representative of the mineral kingdom. What object did you choose? Was it a stone, a crystal, a gem? Metal items also come into this category, something metal. So let yourself be fascinated by what you chose. Pick it up if you can, or touch it, or gaze on it if it's just outside your window. What do you love about it? You chose this. What do you find beautiful? Its shape and color, its weight, its clarity, or sparkle, or smoothness, or roughness. touch it, through the touch, it speaks to you. Really receive it. The mineral element has such stillness to it. And yet it's packed with life force. Soul connected, came from the earth, or perhaps smoothed by flowing waters. But you discovered it. You were drawn to it. You chose it. So savor its beauty and savor its qualities with your eyes, with your touch. I don't know if it has a scent or a taste, salty, but whatever it is, take a breath and receive it with gratitude. This is one of your qualities. You recognized this beauty because it's inside you, that sparkle or stillness or ancient wisdom. And then go ahead and place it next to your candle. Take a breath and just assimilate and appreciate. Assimilate and appreciate. Then let your attention go to the plant kingdom. What did you choose there? What qualities do you love about this plant, flower, tree, whatever it is? As you take a breath, just appreciate and savor the beauty of this plant. You know, as you breathe in, you're breathing in its exhale. It gives off oxygen. And as you are breathing out, it breathes in. That's a true friendship. When what each other needs is so symbiotic, so easy and natural. Just enjoy it. What qualities do you love about it? What is so supportive to you, or beautiful to you, or nourishing to you? So alive. Appreciate its life force. Feel and see how this beautiful being is as equally alive as you are. Very fully, completely full of life force and spirit. Breathe in the qualities, let yourself absorb them, savor them, receive them down to your toes. All the way in. Plants are rooted. That's one of their gifts. They know how to take up nourishment from the soil. They know how to grow toward the light. They know how to branch out. Wow. Feel the alignment of that rootedness and that growing toward the light and then opening up to receive. Amazing gift. Breath of gratitude. And then perhaps that's in your environment or it's near your candle, wherever it is, let it be. It's all part of the ceremony. Acknowledge it. Thank it. It's like we're bowing to it, saying thank you. Thank you for your presence. Now let your attention go to the animal that you chose. Maybe that's in a photo, or maybe it's your pet, or maybe it's the birds outside. I'm sure you have more than one favorite, just like with plants, but just focus on one at a time to fully receive its power and its beauty. What environment does it come from? Does it come from the water, the ocean, the woods, the mountains, the open meadows? And if it's your pet, what environment do they love? What do you love about this animal? Let your eyes fill with its beauty, its strength, its softness, their ability to relax, and their ability to be so alert. They can dial it up or down. They know how to come in for a landing and relax after they've been dialed up. What is its song or its call? Let that ring through you. You can hear it from a distance or you can hear it close up, whatever feels relaxing to your nervous system, to your body. Maybe it's just a little sound they make when they yawn or something endearing, or maybe it's the call, you know, the wolf to the moon. So what are the qualities you love so much? Do they energize you? Do they calm you? Do they make you laugh or smile? Do they help you rest and feel safe? Or is it a mystical connection, just the beauty and power of it energizes you? So if you were to gaze into the eyes of your chosen animal or animal spirit, and again, you can do this with eyes open, even if they're not physically present with you. And you lock eyes. Did you choose them or did they choose you? There's an affinity, appreciation, welcome and gratitude. And just receive that through your whole body. Receive the quality this animal carries that you love so much, the grace, the power, the strength, the softness, whatever it is. Breath of gratitude. And release. Now open up to your environment, the one that you've created for yourself with these elements, or the environment you live in that's all around you. If for whatever reason you're not in a favored environment, then just bring to your mind and heart a favorite environment. Probably most of us right where we are can do this with whatever is here. And that's preferred, but not a problem at all if you go to another environment in your mind and heart. That's fine. And just enjoy that environment. And there's a spirit to a whole environment. You know, the nature spirits, the fairies, the devas. I love the way they are depicted in the Celtic lore. A lot of ancient traditions have these very fairy-like beings all around taking care of nature. Magical. They represent the magical connection between all of these life forms. Your body, mind, and heart is a place for all these qualities to combine with your ability to move and express and walk through the world. These are your fully connected goddess qualities. You, as the human in a feminine form, tap into the power of nature. Just open to receive the subtle realms of nature, just in the feeling, whether that's the spirit of the mountain or the pond or the trees, whatever it is. Deep breath. And Mother Earth really is the original goddess that we spoke of in last class, Gaia. She's the origin of all these life forms. Lit by the sun, nourished by the waters, grounded by the fire that cooled from her belly to create the most fertile earth there is. Stones and metals come from that earth. Plants grew as the waters cooled, and so on, until animals and humans walked the earth. This invites you to receive all of this energy for your healing, and also to wake up your sacred sensuality. That is the gift of being in form. And the feminine form is that sensitive, intuitive, receptive form. It is not passive. It is receptive. That's very different. We're relanguaging this because receiving is not passive, as you all have told me. You found out. It's incredibly powerful. All right, so if you do have your items kind of collected around in one spot, they can be placed anywhere now as like a little altar, a spot and a space to hold them. Or if it's a collection of things around you, you know, a plant that's in your yard that you're focused on or something, it's always now anchored as a reminder of your deep appreciation and the qualities that it brings you. That's an exercise you can do in a short form at any time with any one of these elements. Stop, look, breathe, and receive.